Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's a hump day party song. Turn up them speakers and sing along. All week trying to make a dollar, listening to that boss man holler. Take a look and what do I see? Middle of the week, halfway free. It's party time tonight.
Well, it's definitely party time, especially if you got a drumstick in one hand and a breast in the other. You got a turkey in your hands. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, right. It is the Monica J Show. Happy Wednesday to you before a long holiday for a lot of people. And I don't know about you, but it's business as usual. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And this is going to be hard for a lot of people to hear and to understand. Because this is not about a virus. It's about an election. And so I find it very disturbing when people use their power to beg you to please forego any get-togethers and being around each other on Thanksgiving, as our mayor is doing. A lot of stories in the news right now. People dying, people on ventilators. Well, if anybody actually listens to the doctors, the epidemiologists, the ones who deal with infectious diseases, the ones who deal with, you know, treating patients properly, being on a ventilator is the worst possible thing for your lungs. That is literally a death sentence. A lot of people are going to hate me after this, but I'm sorry. My mother taught me to be honest. Look at what is happening in Germany. People are being literally locked up, shut down, residents' rights completely taken away from them. The government, you do as we say, or that's it. Sweden, totally open. We have the same thing here in this country. Some states open, some states closed. What's the defining factor? What political party they belong to. What is freedom worth? Is freedom worth a life? Does nobody remember the cry, give me liberty or give me death? If it meant my life, if it meant my mother's life or my brother's life, I am not changing my routine. My mother's coming here, 80 years old. Coughs a lot, always had a smoker's cough. My brother's coming over, COPD, emphysema. We are not going to give in to this false narrative of a virus that is no worse than a bad flu. Check the facts. Where is the list of people who have died from the flu this year? There isn't one. That's because to get money, everything has to be listed as COVID. If we continue on this path, letting the Democrats call the shots of shutting our economy down, of shutting our lives down, shutting our businesses, our families down, it's just going to get worse. Well, it is going to get worse, actually. Gavin Newsom putting in curfews. Mayors begging you. I just lost a good friend. Well, you know what? I've lost friends as well. What perspective are you going to take and look back on when people start realizing that this is all about, you know, it's not even about a presidential election. Because to be honest with you, Biden, Trump, I prefer Trump, of course, and he will prevail. But it's all the same Republican government. That's why it's taken Trump so long to get this far. That's why he's so good at saying, you're fired. Because he's had to wade through the swamp. And that swamp includes a lot of Republicans, including the Republican Georgia governor. So you know, if you haven't been getting the alerts, a judge in Pennsylvania has now blocked certification of the election results in Pennsylvania. I would just like to remind people, September 2nd of 2018, that act that President Trump signed about being involved in any corruption, foreign or domestic, with our elections. That includes people who certify elections when known fraud is afoot. How do you tell when there's fraud? When there's lawsuits everywhere. When you have signed affidavits, when you have people coming forward. I'm here on a visa. Somehow I got registered. I got a mail-in ballot. You have other people coming forward saying, I don't vote, but I did in this last election somehow. I got registered and a vote was cast. When you have 17-year-olds getting ballots in this state, the Nevada lawsuit will be heard on December 3rd. Sidney Powell filed a lawsuit this morning in Georgia. Anybody who certifies an election that there is known fraud is going to be in jail. So why the rush to certify all these elections? Because really, you have time. As I have told you before, this is going to be a Thanksgiving that we are all going to be thankful for. Because the truth is coming out. It's not Republicans versus Democrats, because they're all working together for the most part. There's a few good ones out there. I would back Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes for anything. Matt Gaetz, kind of questionable one. But the truth is going to be revealed. That this is all about a reset. It's all about money. It's all about power. And it's all about who controls your lives. So I urge you to pay attention. Pay attention to the Democrats, of course, because you know they're just, it's their agenda. Democrats want somebody to control and pay for everything else. The American people believe in freedom. They believe in the Constitution. Notice I said American people and not politicians. If you sit down and you don't fight every second of this with every breath in your being, then we're pretty much going to lose. This is the battle between freedom and communism. You will not be celebrating Thanksgivings, Christmas, Easter, nothing that has to do with religion. Why? Because that's not going to be allowed. A lot of people died so we could even have a Thanksgiving. So when I look at those politicians who are shedding crocodile tears for somebody that more than likely had underlying health conditions, that even the flu could harm them. When I see the politicians doing that, it makes me extremely angry. So to all the business people out there, please do not shut down. Please do not force people to wear masks. Sit 20 feet apart between plexiglass. Because if you do, then the desperates who want communism, who want this controlled takeover of your lives, they win. It's not about a virus that has a 99% survival rate. Higher than that. I'm sorry for everyone who's lost loved ones. I truly am. Loss is horrible. I'm devastated at the loss of, you know, even one of my dogs. But life goes on. And life and freedom has to be protected for those who go on. It's the Monica J. Show. And I'm proud to say that. I put my name behind it because I don't share anything with you that I don't believe in. The lawsuits are going to expose everything. And just like a child who needs to be told the truth, you will be shown what has been going on for decades. The things you didn't believe could possibly happen in this country, you will now be shown. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
When the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1, first. Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT. FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And, you know, I see some things that set me off. I really wanted to start the show this morning with turkey talk, with today's poll question. It's just a silly question. White meat or dark meat? What do you prefer? What do you do that's fun for Thanksgiving? I've gotten so many of your emails and your texts that it's Thanksgiving as usual. We're not stopping. We're not shutting down because somebody thinks that somebody can catch something somewhere. We're living our lives. But there are just so many things that you need to know about. So I wanted to share this with you. It's an email that I got from my buddy Bruce. One of my buddies. I got a lot of buddies named Bruce. And it's a copy of a letter that he sent to Congressman Mark Amaday. Hello, Congressman Amaday. I attended Monday's Rotary Club of Reno via Zoom and was dismayed by your comment of expecting Biden to become president. What happened to the fight to expose unconstitutional fraud that has been perpetrated against us patriots? 74 million and counting by the Democrats. Our constitutional republic is on the line. I can't wait to see the response to that. Can't wait. So many of you share so many personal things with me. And that's one of the many things from being with you that I'm going to be thankful for, not just tomorrow, but every single day. Because it's important that we share these messages. Because with restaurants being shut down, with bars being shut down, businesses, it's just like Samuel mentioned the other day when he called in. What do you do when you're out at all of these types of things? What do you do when you gather your family and your friends together for Thanksgiving? You talk. You share things that other people might not have picked up on. Like the things that the Great Reset are going to be bringing. That so many in the media, so many friends used to tell you that was conspiracy theory. Yet here we are now. And it's the truth. It is exactly what is happening. And we are seeing the deep state swamp monsters who are actually, let me put it into a Thanksgiving analogy. How about this? I can actually put this into a turkey meal analogy. If you've ever made gravy, you take your turkey out and you scrape all those good drippings and everything into a special cup and you set it aside. You let it settle. All the icky, fatty gunk, it congeals on the top. And all that good stuff, all that good flavor is down at the bottom. We're still scraping off that icky stuff on the top right now. And that's what they're afraid of, because we are very, very close to exposing all of it and having it off and getting our republic back once again. We've let so much of it slip through our hands because of, well, living our lives, playing video games, watching TV, which has all been used against you to lull you into a false sense of security. And now the roosters, now the turkeys have come home to roost. But it stops here. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
You want a real woo-hoo? It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And there is nothing sweeter this holiday season like a gift from the Chocolate Shop. That's Chocolate Shop with an extra P and an E. The Chocolate Shop in Raleigh Shopping Center, glorious Gardnerville, has given us gift certificates that we will be giving away starting Friday for a box of truffles. Oh, most amazing truffles. It's a $25 value. So I hope you join me on what used to be Black Friday. I don't know what we're going to call it now, because I guess they're just throwing deals out there left and right. So we are going to have a lot of great things on Friday for you, including a world-renowned doctor who is going to talk about vitamin D and how important it is, especially when fighting or trying to prevent COVID-19. So, I got a lot of stuff planned for you. Today, we've got a poll question for you at 991fmtalk.com. Light meat or dark meat? Just want to know. I know what I prefer, but it's weird. It's like you like Diet Pepsi, but you got to drink Coke. You like Coke, but you've got to drink Diet Pepsi. It just, you know, it doesn't match up on both sides. I like light meat on turkey. I like dark meat on chicken. Aren't they from the same family or something? So yesterday's poll question, I love this because it shows the apathy of even the left, that elections just really don't matter anymore. Should AT&T, Sierra Pacific Power Company, and California Pacific Electric Company be financially responsible for all the removal of all those old communication lines that are leaking all of that toxic lead into Lake Tahoe, into Emerald Bay, to be exact? 63% said yes. I like this. 4% said, come on, you should have learned by now. When you make a mess, you should clean it up, even if you buy the company that made the mess. 4% said tax electric vehicle owners who waste so much energy on their unnecessary cars. 4% said, what about Keep Tahoe Blue? We have to get our boat thoroughly checked before we put it in the lake. Yes, they should be responsible. So here's the part that made me laugh. 21% of people participating in this poll, because we had the other option open, somebody can write anything they want, and then people glob onto it. 21% of those participating yesterday said Trump lost. Learn to live with it. First off, Trump hasn't lost. When there is this much blatant election fraud, if you believe in election fraud, then wow. I just feel sorry for you. Because you know that fraud goes both ways. So at one point, your candidate probably lost when they didn't. I'm not accepting Trump or Biden as the president until all of this fraud is taken care of. Because I will not stand for fraud in any election. Even dog catcher. I will not stand for that. And you shouldn't either. So for the people who glommed on to this Trump lost, learn to live with it, how dare you? Do you call yourself American? How dare you? Also, how dare you give up so easily to the thought of communism? To the thought of sheer... And people say, I don't like communism. How is Biden... Just to think about this. They have called Trump. The left, and even some of the right, has called Trump a Nazi. Has said he's worse than Hitler for 4 years now. Yet who's taking away your freedom of speech? Who is locking you down? Who is killing your business? Who's telling you you can't open your business? Who's telling you you can't breathe? You have to wear a mask. Or suffer the financial consequences, let alone the health consequences. Who's telling you that? The left. That is the building block. Those are the building blocks of communism. And if you're not willing to fight for the republic of this country, flights to Venezuela are cheap. Flights to Russia are cheap. What are you waiting for? Why destroy this country? Because this country is what is standing between the Great Reset and the New World Order. The Bushes were all about that. So that's why I say it's not left versus right. It's freedom versus communism. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. I evoked his name. And so he calls. Samuel's on the line with us right now. First off, happy Thanksgiving, Samuel. Thank you for calling into the program. What's up?
You as well. I actually have only a brief moment to talk. I just found it really funny. You mentioned how, you know, Trump's the Nazi and worse than Hitler. And I find it ironic that while he's the Nazi, the left are pushing Nazi-esque agendas, canceling free speech, taking away guns, encouraging neighbors to rat on other neighbors. Hell, some of them have even pushed the idea of wearing COVID negative patches. Sounds an awful lot like the Star of David to me. And that is terrifying as a concept, you know, that they are willing to, it's just terrifying. Rat on your neighbors and tell on everybody. And it's for, quote unquote, the safety of the people. And, you know, people fail to realize that Hitler didn't come into power day one, stomping out wanting to mass murder millions. He would have been assassinated day one. He worked small and diligently and seductively, in a sense, preaching safety. Every ruler out there has wanted to take away safety, preaches safety. And I do find that quite ironic from the left that we're all the Nazis, yet they are quite Nazi-esque themselves.
Exactly. Samuel, thank you so much for calling into the program today. Have a great day. All right, let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Ron this morning. Ron wants to talk about Trump and the virus and everything else going on. Hi, Ron.
Howdy. How we doing?
Doing great. All ready for Turkey Day.
For sure. I listen to you a lot. And here's the thing. How about Biden and Hunter Biden and China? How far back can we go that the Democrats would have thought of planning this whole virus? What do you think? I mean, and Trump being president, the whole thing destroying him, why not?
You know, Ron, I've been called out on this before, and I just have to keep going back to the actual physical logs. Why did the Rothschilds sign for a test, a patent for a virus of COVID-19 back in 2015.
Right.
We were told by Fauci, we were told by Bill Gates that there was going to be a surprise pandemic. There was going to be a surprise virus. These viruses are worked on every day in this country, in China, and they are used as weapons. They're used as weapons against the American people.
Right.
We can't let it go on.
Nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put anything past them.
I don't because, you know, look at the NBA. Look at Georgia Governor Kemp. Look at Gavin Newsom. All paying millions upon millions of dollars in deals back and forth with China. China is our absolute worst enemy.
Absolutely. Well, Newsom and our buddy here, Sisolak, where are they hiding? They ought to be in the basement now after this. It's okay for them. You know, they can go out in public in big groups, okay?
Yeah,
so
I would.
Here with them under our thumbs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Do as I say, not as I do. That, you know, I'd rather, rather than in the basement, I'd rather see him in prison, which I have a feeling is coming.
Well, I sure hope not, but I just think this thing, I mean, I wouldn't put anything with the Democrats on the Dominion machines. What about maybe they got some kind of thing they can slip in there, somebody somewhere, Soros and the Clintons paying somebody to do something really underhanded. I mean, and Trump went out. I mean, the rallies we had here were unbelievable. For him to lose this election is just not even common sense anymore.
Yeah. All the analytics professors, the people who study numbers, the algorithms, it is impossible for Biden to win legitimately. And Ron, I think that's why he was doing so many rallies in the end, was to keep that in mind, was to keep that picture in people's heads that there's no way that Biden could have won and beat actually the numbers of Obama. So.
Right.
It's just an illusion.
Why did Biden stay in his basement? They had it all planned.
Yeah, exactly.
How smart they got to be real smart. We just got to be smarter. They got to figure it out. I hope Giuliani and these guys figure it out and they have the evidence to come back and say, here it is. And then Biden needs to move to where somewhere way far away.
Well, Gitmo's pretty far away. I mean, it's close to Cuba, so, or actually it is right there. So.
Yeah, there you go. Put him on a plane without a parachute. See ya.
Ron, thank you so much for the call. You know, another
always
name
fun.
That, oh, always great with you too, Ron. Happy Thanksgiving. You know, something that people haven't been talking about, and I meant to mention it earlier, was all of these things that are called conspiracy theories in the beginning, and then they come out and they turn out to be true. MK Ultra, the tests that were done, the experiments that were done on our military men and women, Jeffrey Epstein. Just so you know, to keep an eye out now, Ghislaine Maxwell supposedly has COVID-19. Yeah. So supposedly, once again, they are waking her up and checking every 15 minutes to make sure that she's still alive. So somebody might want to check the cameras that are around and everything like that. But I just wonder, is she going to be suicided? I know it's hard to believe and people don't want to, but there is extreme evil in this world. You know, the television programs you watch, the movies you see, sometimes they are subliminal messages to you that this is what's coming. We have to look at the past to see where we're at right now. And it's like, damn, what happened? We let it happen because they put blinders on us. They put thoughts in our head that if you think anything outside of what mainstream media is feeding you, then you're crazy. You're a lunatic. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm a realist. And I see and hear what is actually going on around me. We'll be back right after this, hopefully with David, on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. And we have the talk and text line for a reason. So let's go to some of your texts this morning. And thank you. Thank you. Did you know that you are being conditioned to accept the mark of the beast? No. What do you have to wear in order to buy or sell right now? Conspiracy? Well, that's all well and good. But you have to understand, so many people have turned away from God. They've turned away from the Bible. They don't even know what supposedly the mark of the beast is. They don't know what that actually says in the Bible. So I wish more people would read Revelations, because when you do, you know, remember, Revelations is not a doomsday pronouncement. Do you know what the word revelation means? It's a revelation. It's an awakening. It's an opening of your mind to stop and look what's going on around you. He is giving you a revelation. Might want to read it sometime. Might want to read the whole thing, actually. John and Mark and Luke, they also have a few other things. Isaiah have a few other things mentioned in there that really shows what's going on right now. Hello, Monica. Great show as always. Thank you. I appreciate that. I just put a 2x4 inch sign, very small, at our front door. it said, or it says, no masks. If someone doesn't like it and can read it, they are trespassing. Have a great day, Penny. Penny, thank you so much for that. That is perfect. That is perfect. Rather than, you know, I'd really like to see all the businesses out there, rather than having that sign on the door that says masks are mandatory, do what some of the businesses out in Pennsylvania have done and have the sign on your door that says masks are forbidden. Just saying. Bandits, criminals wear masks to mask their identity before they do something bad to you. Yeah, masks are not appropriate. Tyler, isn't calling it Black Friday racist? You know what, Tyler? That's what a lot of people want you to think. It's just the division they're trying to bring. We'll be back after this on the Monica Jay Show.